Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Time to crack open the sports page with the Orlando Sentinel and FM 96.9 The Game's Mike the Bulldog Bianchi.
On JRR.
All right, good morning. Mike the Bulldog Bianchi with us. What's happening, brother?
What's happening? Orlando City didn't have a very good 4th of July. Oof. They got blown out last night by one of the worst teams in the league, DC United. At home, they go behind 3-0 in the first half. They did rally somewhat, but they still lose 5-3. DC United, they hadn't had a win in 6 games. They hadn't won since May 7th, and Orlando City go down. That's a bad loss for them, especially at home, obviously, especially on the 4th of July. And they are precariously close to falling below the playoff line. They're tied for 6th now in the Eastern Conference standings. Of course, the top 7 teams make the playoffs, and they are, again, the 6th and 7th teams. Orlando City and New England are tied, only 2 points ahead of the 8th place team. So, bad loss for Orlando.
How many people were at the game last night? Because we all kind of joked about it on Friday. Like,
hard to get motivated for that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually MLS.com has the attendance figures. I couldn't. It said, I guess they made a mistake. It said attendance when I was looking at the box score, 16. It had attendance 16, like 16 people. I think it must have been 16,000 in something announced attendance.
Maybe 1,600.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, speaking of attendance, some that we all talked about a while ago, but you never came back to us with any stats. What are the ratings for these other football leagues that were supposed to keep us entertained, but don't seem
to
be doing?
What are you talking about? They kept me entertained. My Birmingham Stallions win the USFL championship over the weekend. My God, you guys didn't watch it? 33-30. The Stallions win against the hated Philadelphia Stars.
Who did they have for the halftime show at that?
I don't know. Yeah, so the USFL season ends. By the way, former UCF wide receiver Marlon Williams helped the Stallions capture the inaugural championship. He caught 7 passes for 105 yards in the game, including a 41-yard touchdown. The USFL did announce that, yes, they will be back next year. I was looking at their ratings, higher than the Alliance of American Football during their brief stint in 2019. Let's see, ratings average 1.03 million viewers per game on Fox and NBC. Is that good? I don't know.
Did any of us know it was the championship this weekend?
332 million people in the country.
Well, so, I mean, they're coming back next year, so I guess Fox needs some sports programming.
Well, again, that's the thing with these 24/7 sports networks. You got to put something on. Bulldog, I know you probably didn't watch the race, but did you see the scary start to the F1 race, the British Grand Prix on Sunday?
I did not, no.
How this driver is alive, Chinese driver, vehicle flipped, rolled, skidded across, and came to a halt upside down, wedged between the tire barrier and the catch fence. How this guy is alive is beyond me. Just absolutely horrific, horrific crash, and it just goes to show some of these safety measures that have been put in place by these auto racing organizations have really just leaps and bounds saved so many lives. It's crazy.
Wow. Speaking of racing, Tyler Reddick, Richard Childress Racing, wins his first NASCAR race over the weekend at the Road America course. He beat Chase Elliott, who was a defending champion. Tyler Reddick's one of these guys who everybody predicted was going to be, you know, this great young driver, and he hadn't won, but he finally won a race yesterday. So good for him. I didn't watch it. Did you watch any of that?
I watched some of that. Yeah.
It was Sunday,
yeah,
wasn't it, yesterday?
Yeah.
There was Wimbledon on too this weekend, wasn't there?
Yeah, I was too busy watching Joey Chestnut hurt with a bad leg, had a walking boot on. He still wins the Nathan's Hot Dog.
Because your leg doesn't affect you eating dogs.
Was mentioning Chestnut back in our In the Loop. And while he didn't break his own record, he did manage to, despite being interrupted by some wackadoo protester, put him in a chokehold and throw him to the ground during the eating contest.
63 hot dogs he ate. Is it Miki Sudha?
Yes,
of Tampa?
Women's she won competition.
Were you guys on the interview circle when Joey Chestnut and I think Miki Sudha as well came through town?
Yes, we've had him in before.
Miki, I think.
Yeah, we had them both then. Yeah, Joey was telling, he grossed our listeners out by telling us what he does after the hot dog eating.
I think we have a good idea.
Well, we had him
to the bathroom.
If you remember when Joey Chestnut came in, he had come in like 2 years before that with his fiance and everything. And then when he came in the next time, I was like, so how's marriage going or whatever? He goes, that didn't work out. They had just broken it off. I was like,
really?
Oh, hated. Yeah.
Faux pas there. By the way, golf, Tiger competed in an event yesterday over in Ireland to get ready for the British Open coming up next week. Didn't play too well. 5 over 77 for Tiger. Again, he's supposed to play in the British Open. I don't know how he'll fare, but that's what happened yesterday.
All right, Bulldog.
Hey. One more thing I must say. I know you guys are going to say whatever, but props to Winter Park High School women's crew making it to the... Well, you saw that, right, Dog?
I did not.
The world finals. They made it to the finals, Pat, representing... They beat England in England to... And it was crazy when they'd announce it. They'd go, Winter Park, USA. So props to them. I don't know if they won the finals or not or when it is, but I'm sure somebody will let us know.
All right. Breaking news from the zone of operation.
That's it.
Mike the Bulldog Bianchi, host of Open Mic on Sports Radio, FM 96.9 Game, Orlando Sentinel sports columnist, and grown man Barkinger in the sports page here on JRR.
Oh.
Check out the Lynch and Taco Show weekday mornings on Facebook Live.
Just give us a like at 101.1 WJRR.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.